Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Guten Abend. Und ja. Willkommen.
See.
To... No, not see.
We.
Wait, no, wait.
What?
No. Can't say that.
No. Nope. All right.
Oh, you're peeking.
Pulled you right in with that.
One of us is peeking.
We're both peeking.
Oh.
But I think that was earlier.
Should we call beacon?
Plumbing?
Yeah. See, it's a Seattle joke. Don't,
yeah.
Don't worry about it. So.
Stop drinking. Call beacon. Beacon plumbing.
So, geez, I think the last time we did a podcast, the government was still working.
I believe that's correct.
Holy shit. Sorry about that. Well, guys, get back to work. We're back.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
We're sorry that we've allowed the government to shut down.
I have the weirdest Boehner right now. What? Hey, dude, his name's Boehner. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
Everyone, he knows.
He knows it's Boehner.
Fucking Harry Rod, Reed, I don't know. There's just a lot
They're
of dicks.
All a bunch of dicks.
A lot of dicks in Congress and Senate. And
Wiener.
Wiener. Hey, man, you know, I don't know how to feel about that guy because he's a complete fucking cockheel, but he's also, like, really smart. Oh, well, no, he's really stupid. Don't get me wrong. He's a fucking idiot when it comes to that.
Right.
But I don't think what gets a person off necessarily makes them unfit for office. In general.
I guess thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't.
Right. So it's fall.
It is fall.
Brisk.
Brisk. Oh, crisp air.
Crisp air.
Went for a walk today.
Did you?
I did.
Really?
Two 20-minute walks.
So you went for two walks today.
Well, I walked someplace, did something, and then walked back. So really, it was one walk with a break in between.
No, it was something you did that you walked to. That's what the definition of that is. Walking to, like, I have something to do. I motivate myself to that position to do that thing.
Yes.
And then come back. That's not going for a walk. It's going to do something and you happen to walk to it.
Oh. Well, I went for a walk and then thought, oh, maybe I'll just stop.
Oh, okay, that counts.
This.
No, that totally counts. All right.
And then I had to walk back from making that choice.
Right.
But I got to know some more of my neighborhood, which was kind of cool.
Walk it back.
And yeah, it was nice.
Cool.
It was nice being motivated to do anything these days.
Oh yeah, I hear you.
Actually do something productive, whether it's for me or someone else.
I have not been motivated myself. I've been motorboated.
Well, that's nice too.
Well, I've got fabulous breasts. A little furry.
I'm gonna take your word for it.
Yeah.
So that is one cross we have not had to bear.
What? Bear is actually what it, that's the word for it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I worked hard on that one.
Does that make Aaron a twink?
No, cub.
Cub. Right. Right. See, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Or a chaser.
Yeah.
Not that I know.
Yeah, well.
Not that it's bad that I do know.
I don't think it's bad that you know. Yeah. I don't care. If you like if you're into that, good. I will take you out. I will take you for a shot in the mouth. I don't care.
So kind of you.
Yeah. It's like, it's not even like, oh, I do that for you to prove that. No, it's like, well, oh, dude, you like that? Let's go do it. Let's go have fun. People are fucked up. Like about, people get so fucked up. It's like, I don't like it. Therefore, I think that's like the biggest problem with like the acceptance of gay marriage is people are like, it makes me feel weird and bad in my stomach. And why are you thinking about it so much? Why are you thinking about it so much?
Yeah. I had a friend whom you know,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Because I think you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Is it me?
No. But in college...
It's not me. Okay.
He would always be going out with the guys when they would go to strip clubs. Girl.
It was like a 90s topless. Sentence, man.
Yeah,
he would always be going out with the guys.
Yes, to the strip clubs.
Always be closing.
But then... Mm-hmm. When I would go out with him,
mm-hmm.
I was the only one mm-hmm. who would go to the male strip clubs.
Really?
With him.
That's.
And I was like, why? And he's like, no, everybody wants to go to Mary's, which is a huge strip club in Portland. And we would go to the captain's lounge, and there was a couple others I can't remember. I saw a very interesting video on Mardi Gras, and where they were hanging their beads was interesting. I'm surprised that
well,
the male phallus can actually hold up that much weight, actually.
No, no, it totally can, unless you got the gonzo. Yeah, the gonzo, then, it slides right
then
off.
It's, yeah, and then it's gone.
Yeah, but the Fisher faucet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was,
always runs
lukewarm. It was like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, no, there's no big deal.
I don't know.
I don't know. People get fucking hung up about what other people do.
And then the funny thing was, first time was, nobody's going to pick me up, right? I mean, I'm okay going in with you. So we go in, and it's me and my buddy and a female friend.
Right.
And we're sitting on the runway, because this is like a long, narrow. So they had like a runway that the dancers would come out or go back to a pole. And so the guy came up and he started to dance for me, and my buddy and the girl literally dive because they knew who it was.
Oh, right, right, right.
Basically dive going, no, 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 no. And I'm like, hold on, let the man earn his money. So I took one of her dollar bills and he danced and he did, you know, what everybody does, the bend down and
put it
in his G-string. And he leans down. He's like, now I'm going to go dance for someone who appreciates me. And then went down, and everybody had a good time, and it was funny, ha, ha, ha. And then a guy came up and asked if I wanted to leave there. And my buddy got pissed because he'd been going there for like 6 weeks and hadn't been picked up.
Man.
And
that's just a
it was a weird thing. I don't know why that's out in the public airwaves, but I protected all the names that need to be kept secret and innocent.
It was Anthony Weiner.
Why?
He shut down. He can't do anything. No, it wasn't Anthony Weiner.
See, and then it was Anthony Weiner and Scott Brown. It wasn't Scott C. Brown.
That's
it
true.
Was Scott Brown, the other congressman.
Oh,
snap!
Political
you see what
commentary.
I did there? Wait for it. It's going to be legend.
Poop? What? Derry. I'm not making
I just wanted it to come in the other ear.
You know what? He does it so well, I don't want to take that, because I'm not going to do it as good.
I'm caught up.
What are you flapping about?
Because you wanted to tell me so much about
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
Okay,
for
now,
season 8.
But we can't say anything now.
I know.
But
I'm not caught up with what's on TV now. Mm-hmm. They finally came out on Netflix.
Right.
And you were telling me there was the Missing Sparkles
video. Oh, God. The Canada video. What do you think? Holy shit.
Wow.
All right. So for all you people who aren't from the country or don't watch TV, I'm really sorry on this one. But yeah, we're just going to gush a little bit over How I Met Your Mother, particularly one episode where they delve into Much Music, which we found out when we were in Canada is a real fucking show.
Yes.
It's a real fucking show. And they do this whole thing on Robin Sparkles, who's the fictional alter ego of Colby Smulders' character. Robin Shabatsky.
And I just love that when they had the flashback and Neil Patrick Harris flew to Canada, the place he was meeting everybody
Tim
was
Hortons.
Timmy's.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
You got the jelly roll?
You got the
jelly. I mean, one of the jelly stuff.
Had a strawberry cream. I'll never forget. Never forget. They called it the Priestley. Ah, fucking good. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
That was really good.
That was
a whole tangent.
I
don't even know how we got there, but
we have so many international listeners that like all this is really like, especially the government stuff. It's like, I mean, I know you guys all see it on the news, but
yeah,
it sucks even more from inside.
Yep.
So,
I wish I had it pulled up after I leave you with it.
Sucks even more.
There
from
is
the
a
inside.
If there is anyone that listens to this podcast from Italy. Please drop a note on the Facebook or the Twitter so that I know who you are. Because I'm in talks with someone who's trying to get us to go over, not two bards necessarily, but get some people to go over to Italy for some of the conventions.
Ooh.
Which would be really cool.
It would be cool.
Because then we could go and have a... You know, I know it's a long way for people to go.
It'll be a mitzvah. That's Israel.
Yeah.
It starts with an I. I'm good.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would be cool to just go and meet other people. And then happen to know who we are and meet them in person.
It would be cool to get out of the U.S. and you know, no offense, Canada. I mean, just because it's, you know, it's
our hat.
Done it.
Yeah.
No, it's not our hat, dude. Canada is a
warm pair. Wow, that almost got 30 seconds of no nothing.
Canada is a warm, warm pair of underwear, and we're just standing on our heads.
It's a toque.
It's a toque?
A toque.
Toque. Isn't a toque a... And isn't a toque? Isn't a toque like one of the train riders? In...
No, it's a beanie.
Oh, okay. Toque. Actually, someone from Europe, because I'm pretty sure a toque is a train rider who harasses tourists.
Oh, that could be on the European side of things. Canada's not
excuse,
Europe.
Excuse.
Back to Italy.
Just
had pizza.
Fred Armisen's not from Italy. He's the color of foreign in the U.S. Yes. That's why he gets those parts. He's
anything
the color of foreign.
Yep.
So, but not scared of foreign. He ain't
no,
scared
he's
of foreign.
Friendly.
He's friendly foreign. Kind of wacky foreign. It's worse from inside this country, I promise you.
Yep.
So, it's fall. And
yes, it's fall. Crisp.
What fun little fall activity did you just recently do?
I pressed cider. I and a number of other people made our own cider with an authentic antique cider press.
I thought you were going to go with pressed up in cider. Because, Kayla, that one's for you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad that's for Kayla. Does Kayla even listen?
Yeah, she does. She actually just started.
Okay. Well, she should make comments on it.
She doesn't make comments. She can barely read.
I know. The only people, according to us, Chris Piazzo, Maurice Schubert, and Tom Brophy. Because they're the only ones. Schubert. God bless America.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's, I blame Muzzy.
I was told, by the way, that you, no one can see the air quotes here, but that you outfucked me on an episode.
Oh, I was like, because dude, that's a Tuesday. What are we talking about? What? I'm not following. You
let more F-bombs drop.
I think I know which episode it was.
I think it was our rant episode.
Yeah.
Than I did, and I was just, and someone had explained that, or said, you know, Andy should watch it, and I'm like, what? Andy?
Well,
fucking everything.
I need to find out who said I should watch it. That's, no, afterward. Tell me after. I'm curious. Because I don't think my mom listens to this. Again, too many syllables. I don't think she could deal with it. It's more than one.
Oh, yeah, press up and cider. No. So we did the cider pressings. Just trying to figure out how we got on that tangent. Oh, my God.
It's better
sleep.
Than doing cider depressings.
Oh, this cider's okay, I guess. So anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I kind of overdid it.
Yeah.
Because I have been invited to this particular cider pressing.
Put your balls in there
for a long time. Mm. And I am never able to make it. I'm in a show. Mm-hmm. I'm on another event. I'm on a trip. I'm whatever it is. I can't make it. And this year I was like, I am going to this thing.
Right.
And it's my friend and her husband's thing. Mm-hmm. And the majority of people that were there were all his friends, mm-hmm. some family and stuff. But, you know, mostly his side of the event. And, you know, these guys are... awesome.
It's like going to an orphan's wedding is what you're saying.
Sort of.
All right.
But I didn't know. And then there wasn't any of the, you know, the theater
they don't
people.
Have a family.
No. Then there wasn't any, you know, a lot of the theater people. So I was just kind of hanging out, doing my thing and watching the Seahawks game, which was awesome. Bad game, but we won. A win's a win. And so it was kind of like everybody brought these apples. And so there was Golden Delicious, and there was Red Delicious, and there was Fuji Apples, and there were Granny Smith. So the cider is just an amalgam of everything. And it is amazingly delicious. But we had to grind it. We had to make the mush in the bucket and then slide it down and do the actual pressing. And it was really
cool.
This
conversation makes a lot more sense if you can see his hands, by the way. They're going all over the place.
Going back to Italian.
Yeah, he's Italian
momming.
I'm
talking with my hands.
That's racist, buddy.
No, it's not.
Oh.
A lot of Italians are very expressive with their hands.
My father, he drives a car for a profession. He is a racist. Not true. Not true. Don't have father.
That's Russian.
I wasn't intent. I don't do Italian accents because I'm. You can still do Ukrainian or Russian, and it's not racist. It's still cute. It's still cute to do Russian. Didn't you know that? You're not racist.
I do Father Guido Sarducci, and now it's racist.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're super racist.
Wow.
The super racist is the best.
I'm a racist prick. I'm sorry.
No, you're not a racist prick.
I'm just a racist.
You're just a racist.
Okay. Well, there we are.
No.
Color me silly.
Hey, what? African American, you silly. What are we talking about?
I did.
So anyway, you press.
See, you're baiting me into actually saying what I should say.
I am a master baiter, my friend. Shit. Shit.
Then that would have made me racist. And I'm not going
that wouldn't have made you racist. That would have made
it
you.
What if I'd said what I was thinking that you wanted me to say would have proven the point that I don't think about these things, but I thought about it and I stopped myself.
Bears on a race.
Exactly.
Bear baiting.
Yes.
Now we're back to bears.
Bears.
Cubs.
Never going to win the World Series.
Doubles. All right.
Michael Jordan.
This is just horrible. I'm sorry, guys. This is
episode
just like free
26. Form. Fucked from the get-go.
episode 26.
You're still here.
No
you're...
government regulation. Yeah. We have our title.
We're like 16 minutes in, and we apologize. Profusely.
Oh, I fucking Burt Reynolds laughed there.
But I was really excited about the whole... And I pasteurized the cider when I got home. So I brought it all to 160 degrees.
I was hoping you knew what that word meant. Good.
Yeah, okay. I did. I read it.
Louis Pasteur.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I'm really glad that I did it. And I hope to do more. Because it was kind of fun and exhausting.
Yeah.
Because cranking man? cranking that shaft.
Yeah, that's fine.
On a flywheel.
You know what?
Grinding apples. Is really difficult, strenuous, exhausting work.
So we've gone now from racism to CBT in 5 minutes. Awesome. I'm going to grind your apples while I crank that shaft, buddy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we've gone.
Oh,
that is the state of the union.
This cider is so hard. My cider is so hard right now.
What have you been doing?
Well...
Let's get off me and get on to you.
Okay. So, as you know, I had a slight family emergency last week. That's why we didn't record the podcast. My son went into the hospital, had to have an emergency appendectomy, just like his old man. Ugh, except for now they don't give you the fucking huge shark bite.
Yeah.
Scar? No, it's like three little dots.
Oh, it's like
looks, yeah, it looks like he got shot by like a predator with a BB gun. Just like three little fucking dots.
Laparoscopic surgery, my friend.
Whatever you just said. Scarp surgeon. Yeah.
I hope that's correct.
It is laparoscopic surgery.
Okay, yes. good. Because I was...
So, the three tubes. One's a camera. One is the utensil. One is... it fills the abdomen with an inert gas. They go in. They clamp off the appendix. They then use a hot cauterizer to cut it off and seal the wound at the same time. Then they bring the infected appendix out through one of the holes and apparently just throw it away. He didn't even get to keep it.
Fuck. What?
Thanks, Obamacare. God.
I want that in a mason jar on my mantle.
Yeah, it was free, but where the fuck is my appendix that I could keep in a jar? Stupid healthcare. It makes me healthy. Fuck. I'm trying to outfuck you again, apparently. So I had to go to Idaho, which was probably more painful than a surgery. It was, you know,
potentially.
It was good. It was awesome to be there when he woke up. Like he didn't expect it, and he freaked out. He was so happy because I mean it's a scary thing going under.
Yeah.
You know, I mean he's been put under general before because he shattered his wrists in like the most CPS gets called way you could possibly shatter your wrists.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's like just tell him you were on a scooter. Just tell him you were on a scooter. But it wasn't like it really was innocuous.
Right.
He fell at someone else's house in order to not get their insurance involved, because that sucks if you're a homeowner to have that happen it was his fault. I mean, it was his fault.
Right.
He was just being a kid, like, I don't know, playing catch with gigantic Greek statues or some shit.
Mm.
And, you know, he breaks his arms and is like, well, what do we do? It's like, all right, when they ask you what you did, tell them you fell off of your scooter. And so it's like, what did you do? Oh, I, and so it's totally like he's lying. Because he is. I mean, he's lying a little bit to not get the... And I'm not part of any of this. I would have sued the shit out of these people. I'm American. Not really. But, you know, I mean, like...
You're American.
Yeah. I'm American.
Oh, you wouldn't have sued people.
I wouldn't. I probably... I don't know. It's not really your choice.
Yeah.
People sue on your behalf in this country.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Depends upon if he wants to go to a private school or a public school.
Right, exactly. So, and I'm not blaming his mom either, because, you know, I mean, she wants to be nice to these people. It's a totally noble cause to lie. And it's also, frankly, it's a good lesson, because lying isn't always bad, kids. Just going to tell you straight up, lying is not always bad. There are totally, totally valid reasons to lie. I'm going through a home loan process right now. There are totally valid reasons to lie. I've been telling the truth the whole way through, and it does nothing but... fuck you if you tell the truth. Like, oh, where did this deposit come from? Oh, you know, I was unemployed, and, you know, a friend loaned me money, and, you know, we've already paid him back. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. That's not good. What's not good? He's like, well, if you would have told us that you got it, I was like, if I would have lied to you, it would have been fine, is what you're saying.
What were you supposed to say? You got through a drug deal?
So first of all, you're supposed to launder it. You're not supposed to deposit checks. You're supposed to cash them and slowly filter the cash into your account.
Really?
So you essentially do mini money laundering. Okay. Because it doesn't trigger. Every month you get to put $2,500 into your account, and it won't trigger any paper issues at all. So we didn't do that. We put the whole lump sum in our account.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's already taken care of. They don't care. They don't care that it was already taken care of.
Why didn't we have this podcast 2 weeks ago when I really needed to know this?
Sorry, buddy.
Well,
are you buying a house or taking out any major loan anytime soon?
No.
And as long as it's been 3 months, you're fine anyway.
Okay.
So, anyway, no, and there's, like, all this other shit, and, like, you know, if you... I don't know, get the Prince of Nigeria to fucking fax you something. My bank is a little... Well, no, it's not.
Oh,
bank.
Yeah.
It's not my bank. It's because I use a credit union and they're awesome, but it's the lender, the underwriter. The underwriter.
Right.
The underwriter, as far as I can tell, is a guy sitting in a room somewhere in the middle of a gigantic gothic city, just cloaked in evil, hating me. That's his job, is to hate me.
With a little green shield.
This may seem like a little egocentric. I don't care. He hates it. He's got got a picture of me with a little no symbol on it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I fucking hate that Andy guy. That's my job. That's how I imagine this guy.
Ah.
Because I know plenty of people who've gotten houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually done the thing that we were accused of doing, which is getting a loan from a family member to get a loan, which is illegal. You can't get a loan, like, for your down payment.
Oh.
To secure a loan. It's like a big... It was totally legal like 3 years ago, and it's illegal now.
Hmm.
3 years ago, I could have gone into this office, jacked off on the paperwork, and I would have had a house that I couldn't afford.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, now, not so much.
No.
So, anyway, I probably shouldn't have jacked off on the paperwork this time. That might be why this guy hates me.
He asked for the whiteout. You gave him what you had handy.
That's a good joke. I was going to make something really gross. Like, it was a little pink because, you know, I just probably should get that checked out. Yellow tinge, jaundice.
Okay, so let's just... now I want to throw up.
Duck butter. So, anyway, that's... Let's talk about what I've been doing. Let's get back to that. So
yeah.
I got back from Idaho. Way behind on work. I wasn't able to log in because turns out Idaho and Spokane share this like some kind of pact, like who's going to have the worst internet. I promise you it's going to be me. No, it's going to be me. And they fight back and forth. Like, you know, we were at one point, oh, no, we just got cable internet. What is that? Well, there's a pigeon tied to the cable out there. You know, so it's like, oh,
yeah.
Great, awesome. It's a real tweet. Cool. So, didn't get to do any work while I was there. Didn't get to do any work. I didn't have to do any work.
Right.
I mean, I had to, and I just couldn't. So,
Unable to do work.
I was just. Do you think living in Idaho counts as a disability?
Temporary
disability. I need my back pay on that.
Yes.
So, got back, immediately went to work the next day on a short with Kat Ogden. She wrote a little script for this thing called Infested. It is really funny. So I did DIT on that, and I guess I get a grip credit because I picked up a cable at some point. There were like 25 grips on this shoot. And that's it. Everyone was a grip. The, you know, DP was a grip. It was, and Art Reynolds directed it. These names mean something to some of you, but not much to the rest. So just go on IMDb, look up Kat Ogden, Art Reynolds. They've done stuff. Kat with a K. They've done stuff with Dead Gentleman Zoe quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of actual.
Look at Journey Quest.
Well, and Art was on 21 and Over, wasn't he?
Probably. Kat was on Bit of Bad Luck with Me as an actress.
Bit of Bad Luck, right? Yeah. And she was, of course, the auger in Journey Quest Season 2.
Yes.
Is that because she's divine? I think
so. A little
bit. Yeah.
A little bit divine.
I guess the big thing is, like, Kat was on Real World London. Like, that was, that's like her,
yeah.
That's her claim is... She was on Real World London.
Well, it's no longer her claim. She doesn't want that to be her claim.
No,
just what gets bandied about.
Right.
Apparently.
So, no, I like her for a bunch of real reasons.
Yes.
Not reality TV reason. So it was a lot of fun. We had Kevin Pittman was on it.
Nice.
And the reason I brought Kayla up is because we bullshit a lot. She was doing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nara McDonald, who has done a lot of stuff with us. Her son, Devin, who's done... He's been a PA on, like, everything ever.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy Mackey was there as... as lung cancer, apparently.
Oh, you got me with Jeremy Mackey.
Sorry, buddy.
I love that boy. Sean and Damon and I saw him at the Rocket Men rap party.
I was going to say, today's podcast is brought to you by emphysema.
No, I haven't had a cigarette all day.
I know. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Good for you. A lot
I
of fun.
I can't say really. It's going to hold, but so far.
Yeah. You probably can't get it through that muddled beard of yours.
It is. The mustache is starting to encroach on the lower lip, and I'm trying
it's
to.
It's Lovecraftian, dude. But I'm sorry.
I'm going to be able to wax the shit out of this.
You
bitch.
Have an eighth-dimensional mustache. Your mustache, to look upon it is to know madness.
Wow. Yep. Thank you.
No problem. I'm singing awesome. Old shitty 90s songs. You remember The Madness? They sang that song.
Yeah.
The Trinity.
Our house in the middle of the street. Our house.
So, anyway.
Yep. Infested.
Infested. Long shoot. Shot 4 hours over both days.
Oof. Are you done?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to be done.
Oh, had to be done?
Had to be done.
Was it a two-day shoot?
Two-day shoot.
But you shot 4 days worth.
Three days worth. Yeah. We can do you 3 days in two. We can do that. We can make that happen.
Sure.
Emily Shinkus was on it. And
oh, nice.
Oh, and I can never remember her name. Jessica, not Egan. Jessica, the little girl in Gamers 3 that Brian so rudely flipped a table
on.
Sarah, not Egan. That's right.
Sarah Eve something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yes. She was in IMDb. A short Jeremy Mackey directed.
Everything Jeremy Mackey does is
that
short.
Was
he's a small guy.
Amazing.
Not true, Jeremy.
And I didn't think... I was like, I think that's...
Wait, was he... While you weren't looking?
Yes.
Yeah, that was... I backed that Kickstarter. It was great. Yeah, While You Weren't Looking is awesome crap.
Yeah.
And then pretty much that was why we didn't podcast last night is because I was still filming.
Yes.
Went to work today. My office has moved to the 21st floor of a beautiful downtown building. It's insane. I have a corner window office. I don't even know what I do for a living, and I have a corner window office, so that's about par for the course.
Yeah.
Next stop, Congress.
If you tweet your junk.
Only if I don't do anything ever.
Yeah, that too.
So, and then we went out to dinner, and now we're here. And, oh, I saw Jesse Lee Keeter. Yeah, it was good. And he showed us, by the way, Jesse Lee Keeter, he does the vines. He does the vines. Who was it? Mike Ott.
Mike Ott. Or Trampas. Or
no, it was Mike.
Mike,
okay. Asking us about what do we think of vines as a communication platform. Well, given what Jesse showed us, a lot. Because it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he is Jesse Lee Keeter on the vinage. The vine grape. I don't know. So go look him up on your Twit phones and your Tweeter boxes.
Yep.
And your iTubes. You phones.
I shot on a short last week called 2020 about Google Glasses.
Yeah.
Little Cabins in the Woodsy.
Did you get to wear them?
At the end. No, but some of the movie was shot with images from the Google Glass.
And did you have to actually call Google and be impressive. Like, hey, can we get that footage that you guys took up for?
Don't tell them what the movie's about, Andy.
Oh, shit. Dude, we all know Google's evil.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, they're hoping to get some play as being the first out there making anything about the Google Glasses.
Well, it's the next found footage, Chris. Yeah. It's the next one. I can't wait.
It was really good. It was exciting. It was really long, longer than anticipated, but it was a good time. Really enjoyed meeting some new people.
So I assume you couldn't actually use the term Google. What was the fake Google that you, like, boondoggle?
I didn't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay, cool. You were just eating faces. So, I don't know what you were doing.
I
need to quit giving away stuff.
Well, I got to play the 30-year-old part, and the 20-something got to play the 40-year-old part, which was kind of cool.
If you could see my face right now, my eyebrows, they're doing this thing. Because that's cool, dude. Good
they didn't you. Teach. They didn't tell either of us right. which part we were going to do. They figured they'd wait until the day. And I showed up and was doing my scene. Partner was a gentleman named Christian, who was a young African-American gentleman who was going to the UW. Mm-hmm. And we looked at each other and went, oh, well, I, Scott, am Frank, and you, Christian, are the other guy.
Wrong.
And we were totally wrong. And we laughed about it, and then we all had to memorize each other's lines because we sort of went on the assumption of, yeah. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this is what's going to happen. Nope, they're going to flip it. Yeah, I'm probably.
Looking at you, you're looking at me. That's awesome.
Awesome. So it was fun.
Cool. What else have you been up to?
I think there were other things, but I'm drawing a huge blank.
I heard people are seeing you on TV in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, Mike did see the NFL commercial.
They're eating their hot dish. And their, yeah. What was the fish that they eat over there?
Perch?
No, it's not perch. Perch
is... Pike?
No.
Gefilte?
That's Brian. No, it's not gefilte. I forget. Fuck it. That's
okay.
Bad joke. Moving on.
Muskegee.
Let's go with Muskegee Airmen.
Yeah. No, that's Tuskegee Airmen.
Either way.
Mackerel? No, that's East Coast.
Holy.
It's an ocean fish.
Yeah.
We can
drop this. We can move on.
Okay.
Yeah. We saw signs for
muskox?
It. Yes, muskox. Muskrat. Just the whole musk family. The whole musk food. Family. The musk meats. Elon Musk. I'd eat whatever the hell he wanted. He's the guy who can buy me anything. Okay. I would do that.
Did we hit everything that we needed to hit before X? We got to questions?
I don't know. Have we? Yes.
Well, we're over halfway-ish good. Of our usual intended point of...
I did want to bring up, we have...
See, this is why I asked questions.
Shut up. We have an extended podcast special that I have yet to get to you. I forgot to get it to you. But I did a... I know. I did a podcast interview with Roleplay Roulette, which is...
Yes. Yep.
So they've been doing awesome reviews and stuff for quite some time now, and we've met them at a number of cons, and Scott still calls Fox a girl, but, you know, whatever. So I did an interview with them.
I think both.
And my connection locally was so bad that I will not release it in the podcast. It's the quality is just too low. So, and that's my fault, and that's my voice. So just their voices are fine. So I'm going to release it as a supplemental extra thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all echoey, Cylon. It's fucking sweet. Weird. So we were just talking about I want
worse
to get...
Worse than Spokon?
Worse than Spokon.
Wow. Worse than our first podcast?
No, not that bad.
Okay.
We were talking about I want to get a piece of audio hardware that we're using right now at my house so that when I do this shit, it doesn't sound like booty in a tin can. Make it twerk.
Make it happen.
Yeah. So Miley Cyrus is a thing, I guess. I don't fucking care.
Apparently.
I don't care.
Okay, so now we're going to go to the questions. Or do we want to do the we're placating?
Oh, right, right. So, yeah, let's get to the new, sometimes skipped segment that we call Schubert's Corner.
Schubert's Corner. There we go.
Yeah. So Moritz continues to ask for anecdotes from the set, and we continue to forget. But we're going to tell one. We didn't think of one. So let's think of an anecdote that doesn't involve
Roadhead.
Have I
talked about how I got into Journey Quest Season 1?
You weren't in Journey Quest Season 1. Yeah, you talked about basically being Brian's...
lip bitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was I think that was what you talked about last time. There's an anecdote I don't ever want to talk about from Journey Quest Season 1.
I know one.
Okay, what is it?
And it's perfect for the podcast because Matt will never listen. Carol will never listen.
Carol, if you're listening, don't listen.
Brian listens to this and he'll remember it. But we got into a discussion.
Oh, boy.
During filming about the taint. Because the taint balls.
Like you were filming asshole. You were filming near and around the taint? Or
well, Matt was at Video Village, which was in the kitchen. We right. were sitting around the game table.
Let's explain what Video Village is for people who don't know. So Video Village is when you take monitors, you run a long cable to the camera so that the director can sit and watch it and not actually get breathed on by a bunch of like PAs and stuff and can sip coffee and be pretentious.
And laugh, snicker, and do other bullshit without fucking with his actors right. also. It's the other reason.
It is true.
That's
it is
a both, important reason.
It is a two-way street.
Getting him off the set.
Though it's a serial cable, so I guess it's really a one-way, but whatever.
So we were all talking about this, and somehow the term bonch came up as a substitute or a synonym for taint.
That's Kayla's new name. Kayla Bonch.
Bonch, yes. No.
She's
no.
She's getting her taint pierced. She's not getting her taint pierced. We just discussed we discussed the logistics and the expense of getting one's taint pierced because at that point it becomes a surgical procedure, most likely. So is it more expensive? Is it either way, you're getting your pooper pierced. Like in some capacity. Like maybe not your pooper, but close enough to it to where you don't. So anyway, Kayla Bonch. I mean Bonch, go on. Bunches.
So wow. Anyway, I've been so enamored with the sidetrack that I've forgotten where I was going.
Tain't too bad.
So anyway, we're talking about all this and we're cracking each other up and we're waiting on Matt to get something done.
Your actors
because
should be
they're
good at that.
Either, yeah.
Oh.
They're wait. Either relighting or Matt was trying to figure something out for a shot or whatever. So we were left to our own devices. It wasn't like we were just, you know, talking about taint, bonch, balls, ass, and other things.
And when left to your own devices, straight to the taint.
So all of a sudden we hear this bellow from the kitchen. I never want to hear the word bonch again. And Matt got all up in our grills about it.
You get up
and
in your bonches?
Yeah, because apparently the mic was on and he was hearing our entire conversation around the corner, which we weren't aware of.
Nice.
So I think that qualifies as a...
That's a pretty good anecdote.
I think the take of us around the table with Matt yelling at us...
This will go down in the annals of this podcast.
Yes. It will go down.
That's what I'm gonna, dude. I'm totally gonna start calling this part of the microphone the bonch.
Yeah, the bonch cable.
The bonch cable, right here. This is because it's underneath the shaft, further back. Yeah,
this is not cupping the balls.
It's not
But anyway, yeah. So there's an outtake, or it's on the deleted scenes at the end of Darkness Rising. There is a thing of all of us and Matt yelling about, would you guys be quiet? Concentrate or something. I can't remember.
Right.
But that's what the whole conversation was leading up to that point.
I just, there's got to be like, there's some kind of huge Lord of the Flies orgy porn. It's like, you know, I speak for I have the bonch. I can just.
A bonch cell? Yeah. Bonch shell?
He'd still be bonch named. He'd still be named Piggy.
She sells bonch shells by the bonch shore. Wow, I don't know.
Okay.
Bouncing bonches, I don't know. Okay, and that was Shoe Bear Corner.
There we go.
Close segment.
Do you bleach your bonch? Could you bleach your bonch?
No. God, no.
Bonch bleaching is a thing, man.
Asshole bleaching is a thing.
You don't think it runs down? I'm a peroxide bonch. All right, move on. Let's.
I don't know of which you speak, Andrew.
Moritz, I hope that you. I hope that's one, how you pronounce your name. And two, I hope that you appreciate that.
Okay, so we are still not getting. Oh, we did get a Twitter.
A tweet.
Not really, Two Bards Podcast. From Lotta asking about the magnet pen.
Right, which Seth did answer immediately, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, but we can answer it too, because there's 46 hours left.
There's 46 hours to go.
By the time we post this, there will be about 44.
They asked to get $14,000. That was their goal. They have almost 14,000 backers and $765,835 Canadian.
Dude, I'm telling you, magnets are the shit.
Yeah, they are.
This is why ICP is not relevant.
No.
Because people really do care about magnets.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that reference was.
Good. You're a lucky, lucky, lucky fucker.
Okay, so on the Facebooks.
Facebooks. This is, so we're off the tweets?
We're off the tweets.
I thought I saw a Brophy tweet. Was there not a Brophy tweet?
I didn't. When I pulled up.
Dear God, I hope there's not a Brophy tweet.
Oh, now there.
It's probably not a question. It's probably a statement.
Oh, I thought that was an old. Okay, so, Two Bards, if you were both being introduced as an event, what one project would you want the MC to say you are known for?
It's mass sexual pleasure? Is that something you can be known for? That would be great. Like, if we were just known as those guys.
Yeah.
Like the orgasm givers, just we can just do it like fuck your bread and fish. We're just gonna throw an orgasm onto me, and you shall receive it tenfold.
I like that. That is what I want to be known for.
I don't know if that's a song
for everyone. I get you get ten.
You get ten.
To 10-to-1 ratio.
It is.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that's not what he meant.
I don't know what he means. I can't even read it from here, and I'm really tired.
I think what he's saying is, look, you have done a number of things in your life. I've done a number of things,
and they're awful.
In a public forum,
one or two, yeah.
Were you to be brought up on stage
once
at RadCon or someplace
else,
not
yet.
And
none of
here's
them.
Andy Doporowski of. What's, you know, who was a player in, who was a contributor to, who was a, you know, what's the one
probably,
thing that you want?
Probably something I haven't done yet, to be quite honest. Like, yeah. I want to be known for something that I have yet to do.
I would go there with that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to be, hey, here's Andy Doporowski, the guy who got punched in the face by Brian Lewis and gamers, or here's Andy Doporowski, he steals shit on Rune Mechanical. No, I don't want to be that. I want to be like, here's Andy Doporowski, he did something really awesome, and if you can tell me what it is, email me, because I want to know what to do to get that. That's where I want to be.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be like, fucking slipping into some kind of like, proclaim, I want to be... want to be the man who goes up on the stage. So I Like, I would love to be able to say I was a DP on something like Derek or on something like, you know, House
Director
of Cards.
Director of Photography.
No. No, I'll take either. I don't even care. I'll take it.
I just want to clarify.
I'll take it in a long. Why would you go to a long strip club? Was this a strip club in like a shipping container?
It was sort of a strip mall-y place.
Oh, okay, it was a strip mall. That's a mall I would go to. every store is torrid.
And vivid
or sordid, I guess.
Sordid, torrid. Yeah. I don't know.
Sordid. Alphabetically.
Yeah, for me.
They're all G. Every one of them's G. Because G's... No, just go on. Move.
I'm trying to.
In Australia, Z is called Zed.
It's that way in Canada, too.
I know, but...
Pretty much everywhere but the U.S.
We've already called them our hat and our underwear. I didn't really want to call them out again.
So. I wanted to call them our edible underwear, but I was told no. So, yeah.
So that's yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I would, I would want to be introduced as local working Seattle actor.
Local legend.
Well, myth, for a while.
Potential,
hey,
Yeti.
Hey, shut the fuck up! Shut up!
Keep going with the fuck.
Shut the fuck up!
There we
fuck
go.
You! Fuck off! And fuck me running. Because, yeah,
that's
whatever.
That's just messy.
I'm just saying, I didn't interrupt you. You keep sidetracking me. We're both tired, and I don't have the focal strength to hold on to this line. At one point, I was known as the Nicolas Cage of the South Sound from a reviewer. Back when that meant something, because it was the early 2000s, and it was really awesome.
Still
and now,
means something.
It doesn't mean what it once meant. And I liked, this was back when Face Off was still big, and you know, those things. It meant that I was a working character actor in a number of things, and it was really nice. And now it's not so nice. And my boss at Vision Service Group used to introduce me to all the potential new clients. Oh, and here's the Nicolas Cage of the South Sound. And I'm like, dude, it doesn't mean that anymore. It's been 5 years ago.
And here's the Wicker Man of the South. No.
Yeah, no.
That's a bad thing. Don't. Oh,
Frozen
Scotty
Ground.
Brown. Scotty Brown, Wicker Man of the South Sound.
Yeah. And then...
there is an apiary over...
You
like
know,
close by
four-time
now.
Award-winning best actor by Alec Clayton in the News Tribune, three-time dramatic, one-time comedic, with nice. An honorable mention last year for Two Rooms. Yeah, but yeah. No. You know, the guy who played Solieri in Amadeus before he was too old to play it. I don't know. Mm. I like yours. Something that I have not yet done. Because there are bigger and better things for us both out there.
Damn straight. Radio fist bump.
I'm getting weepy. Can we get off Tom now?
God, probably.
Okay.
Ten I'm times sure now. We have mind. To do it 10 times. Yeah. We already made the promise. Fuck.
Okay.
All right.
Chris. Piazzo.
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 Oh, shit. Back to the racism.
Says, did you get to do the... Oh, Andy, specifically. Did you get to do the background vocal for the Legacy song on the soundtrack?
No, I didn't. No, that was all Stevie Wolbrecht.
Yeah.
He did 100%. So he... What do you do with a men's choral? Wrangle? I guess he wrangles a men's choral?
Well, he's part of the Illuminati.
He is part of the Illuminati.
Men's choir.
Illumani, or I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, it's not Illuminati.
It's not Illuminati.
Oh, I just keep it's, brain
we control it. Yeah. Really, all I know is O Fortuna. So, like, it's every song I'm gonna it's gonna be O Fortuna. Was that Carmen Burana?
I don't know. Say it in a slang.
Carmen Burana.
Yeah.
Carmen Miranda. My favorite play, Carmen Miranda. So,
Major Barbara?
Major Barbara.
Anna Karenina? Did you mean Anna Karenina?
No, I didn't mean Anna Karenina.
No. I'm trying to help
Carmen
you with
Miranda. I don't know.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
It's not the... Not that Carmen. The other, like, the... Orff. Carl Orff, I think. Is that the guy? Does the...
Yeah, I am so song lost
to,
right
song
now.
To, you know, like all... Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Ah.
It's either Queen or Phantom of the Opera to me.
Good enough for me. It's good enough for me. Anyway, so no, Steve did the background vocals to the Legacy song, and they're amazing. And you should all go to iTunes. Run, don't walk. Actually, don't run. You'll break your mouse. Click to iTunes or Amazon Music or Xbox Music or a ton of other. I think Google Play has it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Search for either Steve Wolbrecht or Hands of Fate, and you will find. For the price of the album, because if you buy individual songs from this, you're really bad at math. It's like a $9 album, but there's like a billion songs on it,
mm-hmm.
which would cost you $1.99.
Right.
And you don't want to pay $1.99.
No, just buy
that's
the
like
album.
Almost $1 billion. So well,
there are nine songs.
It's
there
actually
are
substantial.
Songs.
It's probably about 1% less than that, which is substantial at that point. I'd take a percent of $1 billion.
Sure.
Yeah, $100,000. Is that 100,000? No. Is it a million? It's full of a million. Or is it 10 million? I'm bad at math right now.
I don't know. Too many zeros.
Well, it's 1,000 million, so yeah, it's 10 million would be 1%. So we're 10 million bucks off. If you go, there's not really a billion songs. I'm just, mate, this is all hyperbole. It's all hyperbole.
Chris also asks to us both.
Go buy it.
What do you think of the Reaper Kickstarter round two? It clearly looks like they're just using it as a pre-order tool.
Yep, there
do
we
you
go.
Feel that is what Kickstarter... do you feel that's what Kickstarter is about?
I'll tell you why I don't feel that's what Kickstarter is about, because there's a goddamn rule against it.
Yep.
I'm fine with... Like I was fine with Zach Braff doing his thing. Everyone's all, no, Zach Braff, you're taking away the money. Zach Braff, you're taking away the money. No, fuck that, dude. Whatever. He's doing his thing. Fans are paying for it. Reaper is clearly doing a pre-order. That's all it is a pre-order.
Mm.
Because they have... This isn't a new thing for... If you're doing a prototype, it's getting machined, and it's kind of like a pre-order system for that specific thing that's never been done before.
Right.
That's fine. Reaper fucking makes minis. They can make any of these minis they want.
Right.
They already do this every year. They make new minis every fucking year. They are paying for their cost of business.
Yep, through Kickstarter.
This is a pre-order. Fucking just, you know what? Bite the bullet and fucking put a pre-order up on your site. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
With votes. Do it yourself because you're big enough. When I say, hey, I'm going to go to the store and get minis, what I'm really saying is, hey, I'm going to go to the store and buy some shit from Reaper. Let's be honest. So, fuck you guys. You're doing it wrong. Though, as much as I bitch about people breaking the rules on Kickstarter, Indiegogo is a cesspool of bullshit. Went out the other day, found this camera on Indiegogo. It's called a Parachute. S-H-O-O-T. Oh, it's cute. It's a parachute. Meep. It's a fucking Taiwanese mass-produced camera that they bought wholesale and are saying that they fucking invented. They've got fucking schematics and shit. It's all... You can buy it right now. You can buy it on Amazon or Alibaba or... That's a real site. I'm not just being racist.
Right. No.
No. So you can buy it on all these fucking sites right now for like $40 less than they're charging. So, Indiegogo's been made aware, believe me, they don't care.
So. Well, I think eventually they'll care, but...
Yeah, they're just not... I guess this is why I've always trusted Kickstarter more, and I think people do trust Kickstarter more, because if you're not funding a Tesla museum, you probably shouldn't use Indiegogo.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about it for independent... film is that mm-hmm. you at least keep what you raise.
And in fairness, they're running an all or nothing, because you can run both. And they're running an all or nothing for their shitty knockoff scamras.
Oh, well,
patent pending. Scamra, that's mine. That's mine. Don't take it. It's mine.
And I wasn't even aware of it, but yes, I've seen a lot of things work as a pre-order tool or mm-hmm. the other questionable practice is buying credit in something.
You get a sigh out of that one, that's for sure. That's
yep. Yeah. And I'm going to leave it at that because I'm pretty sure we've ranted enough about similar things that people can figure out what I mean.
Yep.
There are a few exceptions.
There are plenty of
exceptions. That I would like to make to that.
Well, there are plenty.
So that, well, one of the exceptions might actually listen to this podcast.
Oh, right.
I don't believe any of the other ones do, so they can all fuck off. But I believe Brad might still listen.
I don't know if Brad listens, but, you know, as it's like...
He doesn't, but I wanted to say Brad so people know.
Yeah, well, I don't mind it if you come to set and work. And, you know, Brad's fucking put a lot of time into it.
I know.
So,
which is why he's cool.
A lot of our contributors did put hard work into it. I'm more talking about... when you were talking about that, I wasn't even thinking about film. I was thinking about, like, the... Oh, and you'll get listed on our wall of awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be forever immortalized on the internet because that never goes away. GeoCities is still a thing. Angel Fire.
But my point about your point, and I agree, is the stupidity of that one. Mm-hmm. My point about the other one is that it is illegal.
Oh, that's true.
To pay for a position.
That's true.
And... that is a questionable practice. Mm-hmm. Like you said, there are a lot of people that have contributed for what they've done and gotten, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people, not necessarily just with us, but in general, who that's what they do and have done that and have garnered themselves a position then of awesomeness. And, hey, look, I've been this. You don't know that I paid for all that, but there's my resume. Boom. And then they can turn around and parlay that into a actual job.
The only thing I have to say about that is that's what producers always did. They just had to have more money to do it. That's all a producer ever... like. What's that guy do? He gives us money. He gives us money and bitches when he doesn't understand what we're doing. That's what producers used to be.
Yeah.
Like, he gives us money and stifles art. At least now they, you know, producers don't get to stifle art. They still just give us money, but... yeah. So, I don't mind that so much, to be honest. I don't really care. I don't like the pre-order thing.
No.
I really fucking just hate it watching people get scammed. I hate watching people get scammed. And that's the one place where I'll step in and say paying for credits does feel like you're scamming people.
Yep.
It feels like a scam to the people who are... you know, I understand wanting to help and all that stuff, but, you know, you're paying money, you should get something. That's all I'm saying. And I don't mean just a listing on IMDb. You can go make a fucking film yourself and get on IMDb. That's not a big deal.
No.
I'm saying if that's all you're getting, and this is, like, might affect negatively future Kickstarters, but if that's all you're getting, say no. Don't do it. Get something more for your money.
Yeah.
Especially now that Kickstarter is so ubiquitous. It's just everywhere, and it doesn't have the steam to keep doing this. And people don't have the steam to keep contributing. And that's why we try. That's why we try to do phase two.
Yep.
It's because then you're just always part of it. At that point, you're not buying something. You're buying into... you are part of the entire thing.
Right.
So,
which is kind of awesome.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And Paula Moran,
who
is a friend of... previously mentioned Moritz Schubert.
Ah.
Has recently become a follower of the podcast, has recently listened to episode 25, and is going to be going to Disney World around or for the Halloween celebration.
In Deutschland. I'll tell you that much.
Huh?
We are grosser in Deutschland. We're big in Germany. I just read the question.
Okay. And the questions are, is there anything you would like me to do in your honor, I'm assuming, at the Disney World for the Halloween celebration? If there's cameras and you can have a big sign that says Two Bards Podcast rocks,
dude,
that would
Flash
be great.
Flash Mountain, go on Splash Mountain, hold up a sign that says Two Bards Podcast. Go on with some drunk college kids, because they will definitely get that circulated.
Yeah.
Because they'll have their boobies out. Because that's what they do.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
It's called Flash Mountain by the employees. Because so many people... whoop.
I know, but why? Just so they can...
so they can throw the fucking photo away, I guess. Because they're not going to give it to you. Someone might leak it to the internet, but they're not going to give it to you. If you ruin some kid's trip to Disneyland by getting your titties out.
Right.
On a ride.
Oh, they take pictures of this.
Yeah, everybody who goes down Splash Mountain gets their photo taken of them screaming and drinking a bunch of like shitty pee water because, dude, that shit ain't fresh.
Okay, see, again, I have no context for what you're talking about, so okay. I'm like, okay, yeah, flash the people in the line that are waiting an exorbitant amount of time for a 30-second ride.
Yeah, unless you hire, of course, a disabled tour guide.
Yes.
Though I think they put a stop to that, finally. I hope they did. It's the most corrupted place on Earth. Trademark.
So, that is our request. Is
yes, hold up a sign that says Two Bards Podcast with
or
Two Bards or just go have fun.
Yeah.
Go have fun. And just at some point on your
trip.
Have
a drink on us. If you're old enough to legally drink, have a drink on us.
And in America that's for 2 years, that's like 3 years later or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just think about us while I know what you can do. Sneak into that club. That secret club at Disneyland. You heard about this?
No.
Oh, there's like a secret like high roller club at Disneyland. And it's got drinks. It's like the only place that serves alcohol, like hard alcohol and stuff in the, I mean, it's like supposed to be some super secret exclusive club. And yeah, man. House of Mouse, man. I think that's like they have Disney's, you know, cryogenic head floating in a, I don't think that's true. That's probably a lie. But
is that a Disney World or Disneyland?
Which one's she going to? That one.
World.
Oh, no, it's probably Disneyland.
Yeah.
It might be a both.
Could be.
I don't know. It's on one of the shitty hickey swamp rides. It's like close to there. It's like, yeah, I think. I don't know. It's all, I've never been to Disneyland or Disney World.
Really?
Or Knott's Berry Farm or.
I've been to Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm when I was a kid.
I've been to Silverwood. And I hated it.
That's in Idaho.
And I hated it.
Well, yeah, it's Silverwood.
Do you know their mascot's Garfield? Garfield the cat? How fucking low. I love Garfield. No. Their mascot's Garfield the cat well into the 90s.
Oh.
I think Garfield paid at that point to be their mascot. It's still a thing. You know, it's still a thing. I saw my kids, they watch shit. They just watch just the stupidest shit you can imagine that kids watch, like on Disney or fucking whatever. And one of the pieces of shit they watch, there's a new Garfield cartoon, but it's like animation. It's like that 3D animation joke of the Lion King that you see online, where it's like the worst animated version of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like some guy's college project to screw up animation, I think, was the class. It was like, how can you fuck this up the most? And so, yeah, it's this 3D animated Lion King. It's worse than that.
Awesome.
It's awful.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And it's Garfield.
And we're well into an hour, so I'm going to cut us off on that and get the last question in. Favorite Disney rides, which you have none because you've never been.
Oh, no, I still have some.
Oh, okay. / favorite Disney movies.
Go ahead. You go. You do the Disney first.
Disney movies are going to be Robin Hood. Jungle Book. And them's it. For my faves.
Okay. Okay. Favorite Disney ride? Hands down, Belle. Favorite Disney movies? So
really, I'm thinking Ariel.
Well, she's a fish some of the time. It's a very specific Ariel.
It's a whole new world.
That's not even. That's
Ariel. That's the fish. That's
a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no or where to go. Or that is fucking Aladdin. A whole new world.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
She wants to be up there where you are.
Oh, I thought it was Little Mermaid, which was even better.
Yeah, Ariel is Little Mermaid.
Right.
Hot redhead. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Who is a fish some of the time? Do you know how fish fuck? They spawn. They like you just have to she'd lay some fucking eggs in your bathtub and you'd be like, this is fun. Wow.
Anyway.
Wait, we came to your house and it's caviar again?
Oh, the
again?
Apple Dumpling Gang. Forgot about that. That's a good Disney movie.
Alright, so my favorite Disney movies. Actually, I really do like Little Mermaid a lot, but it's not one of my favorites. Emperor's New Groove. hands down, is probably my favorite.
Really?
Yep. The Incredibles.
Of all, okay, that's Pixar. That's not Disney.
It was Disney. It was Disney.
No.
Disney. Okay, are you calling it? We can't.
I am calling it. No Pixar. Pixar. No.
Motherfucker. The computer wore tennis shoes. What? What? Kirk Douglas.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Come. You better come with a date. Otherwise, you're going to get Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, 1972.
Thank you. All right. I think it was 69.
Could be. I don't know. There were a number.
I like that.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Herbie Goes Bananas was my favorite.
Herbie Goes Bananas.
Because why? Because he was called Ocho.
He was called Ocho.
Why was he called Ocho? 5-3, buddy. Because his number's 53.
Yep, 53.
The little kids, like, I don't see a plus sign, but I'm not educated because I'm from Mexico. That's Ocho. That was racist.
That was exceedingly
borderline
racist.
No, I meant it as more of a poverty thing, like
right.
It's the poverty disparity, but it really came out horrible.
However, in 69, it was not racist.
That's true.
Because that was the thinking of the
land.
That's
true, and I'm pretty sure the kid was Asian, so
yep.
It doesn't even matter.
Nope. Brown, yellow, you know, we don't care.
We're talking about bananas again, right?
Yep.
I
like him green.
I actually had a huge conversation with Kevin Pittman, made him feel bad about eating a banana, not because of homoerotic overtones, but because of banana republics and how entire like islands full of people were just wiped off the map so you could have Chiquita. And now Kirk Cameron is like, it's appropriate, I think, that he's waving it like some kind of fucking banner. Banana banner. It's my banana. It's the nightmare. It's everyone's. No, it's not. It's the product of horrendous, horrendous blood wars and very selective inbreeding. So just kind of like you, Kirk Cameron.
I just like the frozen chocolate dip bananas.
Yeah, they're pretty good. The banana stand.
Arrested Development.
There's always money in the banana stand.
There is. No, you set it on fire. What? Yeah, there was always money in the banana stand.
We need someone to drive a Segway in right now.
Yep.
So, all right, well, I guess that about wraps up for number 26.
I think so.
Ocho!
Or Ocho, yes!
Because that's the title.
26, that's the title.
All right.
I thought it was government shutdown. Ocho. Ocho. Ocho, the government shutdown.
Ocho, the government shutdown.
There we go. Perfect.
I like that there actually are 8 ESPN channels now, by the way. You remember that from...
And yeah, and like 4 Fox channels.
Was it from Dodgeball? The Ocho. ESPN 8, The Ocho.
The Ocho.
Speaking of... Holy shit, he's everywhere. Justin Bateman? Or not Justin. Jason Bateman? Mm-hmm. Not Justine was his sister, who
right.
isn't anywhere anymore.
No.
But yeah, Justin Bateman.
Jason.
Just Jason. What the fuck?
What about Jason Bateman?
He was the Ocho guy. He was the guy from the Ocho.
Right.
And he was in Arrested Development.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure he works at Disneyland.
At one point.
Ocho.
So Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening. By the way, I caught Star Talk Radio this last weekend when you had guests on, and I didn't hear the lineup, but I'm pretty sure it was you and Bill Nye the Science Guy. And it was pretty awesome talking about stuff, and I love it when Neil deGrasse Tyson gets... vocally, volumely animated. It just makes my heart go pitter-patter.
Here's what I want. I know he doesn't believe in this, and neither do I, but that's okay. I don't care. I want this to happen. I want a seance. With Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye, I want him to summon the ghosts of Don Herbert and Carl Sagan.
Mm.
And I just want him to come to my house, hang out, have some ice cream, talk about pale blue dots, maybe go get some Dippin' Dots and
ooh, yeah.
God, I want Dippin' Dots. I wonder if they have those at Disneyland.
Hmm. Used to have McDonald's.